brought to you by Penguin.
The Walking People by Mary Beth Keane. Read by Aoife McMahon. Prologue. 2007. At exactly 6:16 on a Friday morning, the front attendant at Champion Parking Garage looked up from the 9-inch monitor of his television screen and watched Michael Ward steer his car onto the lot of the construction site at the corner of 30th Street and 10th Avenue. "This one is always first," the attendant thought as he strolled over to stand under the fluorescent light at the garage entrance. When Michael looked over at him, the attendant nodded. Michael raised his arm and nodded back. It was getting close to a shift change for the Sandhogs, and as he did every morning of the 5 weeks the attendant had been working at Champion, he watched the cars arrive in the hope that there would be too many, and some would be forced to come over and park with him. If there was nothing good on television, the attendant sat, peered out across the faint dawn light, counted the Sandhogs' cars as they parked, and then the men inside them as they got out, stretched, disappeared behind the 16-foot aluminium fence that marked the boundary of the site. The guys who shuffled and reshuffled the cars downstairs had told him that the Sandhogs had been working across the street for years now. But from where he sat, there was no sign of what they could possibly be building. As he watched Michael attach the club to the steering wheel of his little red Corolla, and then circle the car to make sure the doors were locked tight, he remembered Mr. Zan from the business office telling him that they were digging, not building. They were digging down, down, down below the city, below the subway tunnels, below the riverbed, all the way over on the east side, below Roosevelt Island, below Queens. "Take the highest building you've seen since you came to America," Mr. Zan had said. "Now, pretend it stretches down instead of up. That's how deep they dig." When the attendant asked why, Mr. Zan shrugged, threw up his hands. "Who knew? In America, they dig just to keep busy." The sun, risen now for 20 minutes, had not yet reached its arms across the city to the westernmost stretch of 30th Street. Michael Ward angled his wrist to catch the dim light and narrowed his eyes to read his watch. He had forgotten something. He felt sure of it, but he couldn't remember what it could be. It was a feeling that kept stopping him lately, like a tiny nagging hair that kept brushing his skin, but he couldn't find. He stood in the middle of the parking lot, hoping it would come to him. And then, after 10 seconds of stretching his mind back to earlier that morning, to Greta in the kitchen, to the lonesome curves of the Palisades before rush hour, he abruptly wondered why he'd stopped walking. He looked down to find his lunch hanging from his fist in a plastic Pathmark bag. One roast beef sandwich, one Granny Smith apple, one banana, 2 slices of brown bread, 1 can of ginger ale, 2 bottles of water. As usual, Greta had wrapped everything neatly, even the soda can, which she'd covered in 2 layers of tinfoil. "Keeps it cold," she said almost every morning when she showed him what she'd packed. She'd learnt the trick back in 1969, the year their oldest daughter, Julia, started kindergarten. Julia had come home one afternoon and told Greta what she'd seen in the other lunchboxes, and Greta had been wrapping soda cans in tinfoil ever since. After 37 years working underground, Michael didn't have the heart to tell her that down in the tunnel it wouldn't get a chance to get warm, foil or no foil. Everything else he would need for his shift was in his locker. The code to his lock was written on a small piece of paper in his wallet. Greta's idea, and a good one. He'd had to go to that piece of paper quite a few times in the past months. Recently, he'd forgotten that the code was in his wallet and had had to use a sledgehammer to break the lock. The guys on his shift had joked that he'd need another reminder, on the back of his hand or pinned to the steering wheel of his car, to remind him where the reminder was. Standing motionless in the half-empty...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?